VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. In today's video, we cover a topic that many governments have been wrestling with for decades. How can we provide assistance to the poor, yet still give them an incentive to start working again and get off the assistance? The video is hosted by an associate professor of economics, and I found it very informative. I encourage you to give it a watch. I have my own comments regarding this topic, but I'll save those for later. Right now, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. Instead of experiencing a gradual decline in benefits as their earnings increase, the government abruptly strips the benefits away. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Instead of experiencing a gradual decline in benefits as their earnings increase, the government abruptly strips the benefits away. Okay, so let's look at our pronunciation tips. First, we have our blended words. We have instead of. You can say those two together almost as if they sound like one word. Instead of. Instead of experiencing a gradual decline. Instead of. Also, as there can also combine. As there. In benefits as their earnings increased, as there. Our next word for pronunciation tips is government. Government. So we have three syllables. The first is a schwa sound. The second one is a short e blended with r, er. And the last syllable is a short e blended with n, n. Government. And our next pronunciation tip is abruptly. When you say abruptly, we have to make sure to hear both the P and the T clearly. Abruptly. Abruptly. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word is gradual. Gradual means happening or changing slowly over a long period of time or distance. Here's an example sentence. Ralph has been going to therapy since he broke his leg. He still has trouble walking, but he's making gradual improvements every week. Our next word is abruptly. When something happens abruptly, it happens in a sudden, unexpected, and sometimes unpleasant way. Here's an example sentence. I lost signal when I walked into the elevator, so my phone call ended abruptly. And our third word for vocabulary is to strip something away. This is a phrase. To strip away means to remove it. In the case of this video, it implies figuratively ripping away something, almost like ripping off a bandage. Here's an example sentence. As a penalty for his actions, the officer's rank was stripped away. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. The problem described in the video is not a new one, and many possible solutions have been proposed, far too many to get into on this podcast. Everything from universal basic income or UBI, all the way to just doing away with benefits entirely. In my opinion, I feel that yes, if someone loses their job or can't work for some reason, they obviously need help. People need food and shelter, and if they can't get it, they may resort to crime. At the same time, we need to look at why people are having trouble and see what else can be done to help them, in addition to giving them money. Everything from job training to psychotherapy should be available to those who need it. I believe there are people who want to make a better life for themselves, they just need the right tools. But that's just what I think. Now I want to hear what you think. How does the government help the poor and unemployed in your country? Do you think it's the right approach? Or would you do it differently? Let me know in the comments below, And don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.